You're listening to NativeTalk.net. Audio files are available online at NativeTalk.net. If you listen to the whole show today, beginning to end, you'll become the first person to ever do it. And that's something you can brag about to your friends. Unless you're Cliff, and then you don't have any. Be a part of the program by emailing us, podcast@NativeTalk.net. And now, your hosts, Cliff and Brandon. Crank it up and set off your airbag.
What?
Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Good morning. Welcome to the NativeTalk.net radio program. Sorry we've been out of contact for so long. Brandon messaged me and said that he didn't care about our listeners, and in fact, he hated them.
This sounds surprisingly like a live show. I don't really know what to do about this. This is new content. Oh my gosh.
Well, you can start by apologizing to our listeners for hating them.
I have nothing to apologize for. That's why I glossed over that comment. So, I don't know. I don't know how much I want to divulge about my personality and personal life or whatever, but suffice to say, Clifton just does not have the most reliable co-host to this podcast.
You don't say. Did you hear what I did for last week?
You wrote me a message about the best of show that you put
on. Yeah,
from an old
English Express show that we did.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that conversation in years, so I can't remember what was talked about.
Well, you should listen to our show because it's from many years ago. Back when I used to do it from an actual garage. So,
but yeah, basically Clifton tried really hard. He tried to get me on the air. He finds the shows better when there's more than one person on it. Surprise, surprise.
Sometimes.
And he really wanted me on the show. So he worked at it and here I am.
Well, right after our last live show, I got a letter. Now you've had a chance to read it. How should we, present this letter? Should I just read the whole thing and then comment on it, or should we
so did she want her name used, or did she want her name to stay anonymous?
She didn't say. She gave her name, so
all right. Well, if she didn't specify, then I have to assume she doesn't mind, right?
Okay, yeah, that part. But I mean, should we just read the whole thing, or are we gonna stop along the way?
We got two letters from this individual over our break. We'll call it our break. And she had some opinions that she wanted to share, and I found it really interesting.
Did
that
you?
This person wanted to share opinions about something that she wasn't entirely educated on, right? All right, so
does this count as hate mail, would you say?
I think it does. I would say so.
I'm writing this letter because I want you to know how much I hate your stupid show.
She does think we suck. Oops. Sorry.
Big time.
So this came in about a month or so ago, and she says, hello, my name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
I listened to your show for a few months. I think she means I have listened to your show for a few months now.
Thank you, Nancy. That's probably more time than I've invested into this show.
Mm-hmm. And I really liked it. So she liked our show. Okay.
Wow, that's another thing that divides you and me.
Jesus. It made me feel good to know that indigenous peoples were expressing themselves and their views. So she listened, she liked it, right? I was concerned, though, about your excessive use of the words Indian and Native. Okay, I do want to stop as we go. Our tribe is the Puyallup tribe of Indians, you know.
That's the legal, federally recognized, that's PTOI, that's what we are.
Indians is a pretty common term among the indigenous peoples of the American continent. It's not like it's and I get the argument where they say, you know, they thought it was India, and so they called Indians. But does it really matter? So what? Yeah. It was a mistake a few hundred years ago. Big deal.
Well, that's your opinion on it. That's your take on it. I actually don't use that term. And so she's saying the overuse of the word native. Yeah, I say native a lot. I say Native Americans. I say indigenous people. I don't know how many times I just refer to Native Americans as Indians, because I don't like to confuse myself, because to me, Indians are people from India, you know, who live in the country of India. So I call them Indians. And so I use the word Native American, the phrase Native Americans, to describe the indigenous people of America rather than use the word Indians. But that's my own personal choice. That's why I use the word disabled instead of handicap. Handicap is a perfectly acceptable term.
The proper term is crippled.
Yeah, shut up, Clifton. It's a handicap is a word used to describe somebody who is physically or mentally disabled, and we have special privileges for them out in the world that says handicap parking. But has anyone stopped to think about the origin of handicap?
No. What is it?
Yeah, it's about having a cap in your hand begging for money because people with a handicap are so disabled they're unable to work. Think about that for a second. That's on all of our placards. Yes, I am dead serious. Handicap came from people because when you're disabled, you can't work, so you have to beg for money. So you're handicapped. Get it? Wow. So that's an insulting term that we put everywhere, and it's the English language. When we speak something, it's about the intention and the context in which it was used, not the word. As long as the word conveys a meaning and the way you're wishing to convey the meaning is with respect, I think we should allow people to have a slide. You know, if some 96-year-old talks to me about my new Asian girlfriend and he says, "Mush, you got a real pretty Oriental lady there," I'm not going to throw a rotten egg at my grandpa, all right? I might say Oriental's not a phrase we use anymore, but I mean, shoot, give him a slide.
You know,
right?
They still have Oriental top ramen.
Thank you for proving the point, Cliff. You did it way better than I did.
Okay. Anyway, if there's any confusion about which kind of Indians, you can always just ask, do you mean dots or feathers?
Oh, that's racist.
Crap, they got away.
Better call the boss. Damn, I'm not getting a smoke signal here.
Oh my God. What is that?
We were talking about not being racist, right?
No, it actually looks like the Native Americans have done all right for themselves.
And their popular music is interesting. And here it is, the number one song for the 10,000th week in a row. Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Hiya, 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 hiya.
Okay, that was racist, but that was pretty funny.
All right. So she's angry in our use of the words Indian and Native. I felt that someone out there may hear those trigger words and be hurt by hearing them. And this is when I decided to visit your website.
And is it bad to say grow a thicker red skin at that point? Is that racist?
Wow, Brandon, that is almost as bad as...
Teach 'em, pale face brother, all about red man.
So I've decided to visit your website and I saw
your photos.
Okay. I cannot even begin to express my shock, anger, and disappointment.
That must be the end of the letter, right? Because she can't begin.
Well, so oh no, she goes into, you know, I guess we're not very good role models.
Okay. Let's do a quick search here. Native American role models. Zero results found. Looks like we did it, Brian.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So I can't begin to express my shock, anger, and disappointment. You both, yeah, right. You both claim, I like this, you claim to be enrolled in an indigenous tribe of First Peoples. And that may be true. However, your skin is clearly white.
And by the way, no, it's not. This is something that angered me really bad when you sent me the letter the first time. Go stand me up next to a white person. I look different. You may my picture. Yes, I do have a lighter shade of skin. But go stand me up next to a European man and tell me our skin color's the same. It's not. That made me really, really angry about this letter, is that she's accusing me of being like full on whitey, whitey, white as a sheet. Go grab a piece of printer paper, bro. I'm not that color. I'm not white. Sorry, that made me mad.
I understand, man. Are you gonna take back your anger? Be an Indian giver?
Oh my God.
Anyway, you know how we like to take things back from you people? Well, we're gonna go ahead and take these back.
So your skin is clearly white. That means no matter what group you may belong to officially, you possess white privilege. And you are
Hold on. I want to pause there and just give credit where it's due. Was the letter writer's name Nancy? Was that right?
Yes, it is.
Nancy is right. And this is another part of her letter that I like to be angry. I like to be argumentative, but I also like to give credit where it's due. And she is correct. In the greater world, as an adult, I have been given privilege for being white, for being male, for being straight, for having all of the check boxes that make me a real boy, so to speak. And yeah, I it has not slipped my notice that when I go in to buy a couch or buy a car or buy something big and I'm with my wife gets no attention paid to her. Everybody talks directly to me. Every time I'm in a traffic violation, the police officer treats me like I know what I'm doing. Or you know what I'm saying? Like I get a certain modicum of respect from the get-go from everybody just because of what I look like.
They're going to kill us. Yeah, stick us on some kind of white people reservation.
Don't give them any money. They're just going to spend it all on deviled eggs.
God damn it. You're just looking for places to fit this in now.
Yes, I am. So because you possess white privilege, you are incapable of understanding the point of view of true minority groups.
This is where I blew up. Because even though I have white skin and privilege as an adult, you have no idea where I came from, Nancy. You don't know what neighborhood I grew up in. You don't know what racism or what physical abuse, what beatdowns I endured and fought back from because I'm white. See, I may have white privilege out in the greater world, but when I grow up in a black and Mexican neighborhood for all of my life, white is not a good thing. Being white and nerdy is a target on your back, and I had everybody gunning for me. I mean, Jesus Christ, Nancy, you have no clue where I came from. You are just taking all of these huge liberties and jumps, assuming that I grew up with this silver spoon in my mouth and that I got to have all of the privileges in life. No, I had welfare and a knuckle sandwich for lunch every day. You know, you don't know me, Nancy. I got white privilege when I turned 19 and got to go to Utah. When I lived in Westgate, California, in the middle of the ghetto around a bunch of black people and Mexicans, I was beat up. I was targeted. I was ostracized. I was kicked out of every schoolyard game. I had the most amount of discrimination that I can imagine. All these stories I hear people say about how they were discriminated against, I got all of that from my peers during my upbringing. So what does that mean to Nancy? Nothing, because I'm white? Is my pain and suffering and my what I've gone through in the world nothing to you, Nancy, because of my skin color? Shut up, Cliff.
I'm sorry, go on.
I hate you so much. This is why I shouldn't drink coffee and get mad at the same time.
I've been waiting for a chance to use that one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Also, I've read the whole letter, so I'm already mad about what she says later. So I'm kind of, oh, okay. I'm kind of putting that to this too.
All right. So you're incapable of understanding the point of view of true minority groups. You see the world from a certain perspective, and that means that all of your opinions originate from this perspective as well. You see things as a straight white male, while I see things as a straight indigenous female. I am a person of color, and I'm a victim by virtue of my ethnicity. Now, that gave me pause because I thought it was interesting that someone can be a victim by virtue of ethnicity, because if nothing has ever happened to you, if you haven't had you know, you haven't been targeted or whatever, how can you be a victim if nothing's happened to you? I don't understand that.
This goes to the heart of what Nancy's point is that without having the minority skin, without having the outward appearance of a minority, you've had the privilege, that's what they mean by white privilege, you have the privilege of living life without experiencing all of the hatred, vitriol, and racism that comes to people that have a certain outward appearance.
But if you are a person of color and you haven't experienced those things, how are you automatically a victim just because your skin is a certain color?
What Nancy is trying to describe is, and what you're not catching on to, is that if you have that outward appearance, it is impossible to avoid the racism, because you become a victim every time you go into a store and get followed by a security guard because they think you're going to be stealing. Which, by the way, as a white kid with a group of black friends, that worked out great for me. I got to send all of my 3 black friends down one aisle while I got to walk around all the other aisles with no security guards. Look, and stuff everything into my jacket.
I got to be honest, man. I don't really believe in white privilege. It's stupid to me.
Everybody that listens, that's a minority and suffers through all of the daily hatred every day to where the point where it becomes normal, they're all screaming at you right now. That's because you have white privilege. You think it doesn't exist because you have.
Think about it. We're all privileged just because we live in a great country.
Yeah, but then that's like saying you have 10 people in the house and you're all lucky because you live under the house, but only one of you gets to make decisions in the home, right? Like, that was a bad analogy, but try picture yourself walking onto a car dealership lot and you're standing there trying to give people your money, trying to buy a car, and no one wants to go talk to you because they think you're poor, right? Like, just, I don't know. Like, everywhere you go, people will treat you differently. Racism is real. Racism is real in America, and people with darker skin get treated differently every day, time they go out in public.
You know, but what I'm saying, though, is people of all ethnicities can be victims.
Yes, and another thing you were saying was that just because you are an ethnicity does not automatically make you a victim. Let's say, for example, you live in a community with like people, and you don't have any outside influence. Let's say you do that for 18 years. Well, you're now a full-fledged adult and haven't been a victim of racism, right? But how often does that happen?
I don't know. It happens out there.
Almost never.
Almost never, really. Almost never.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
You're on your high horse there.
How many 18-year-olds do you know that have never been in public?
Well, you have to go in public.
That's why I said almost never. unless you are surrounded by like-minded and like-featured people for 18 years and you never have an experience outside of that, then you will become a victim in this society for being a minority. That's what Nancy's trying to say. She's saying we see things from a white perspective, we see things from a privileged perspective, and by that virtue, we cannot conceivably, it is impossible for us to see things from a minority view. To which I say, bullshit, because I spent 18 years growing up in Westgate, and I know exactly what it's like to be targeted for my skin color.
Well, my favorite part is coming up, where she talks about what we do and do not have a right to do. So I want to take just a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back here on the NativeTalk.net radio podcast.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan. Separated. We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
How to find each other.
The whole experience was fine.
The most frightening 10 hours of my life.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, even a midnight snack, the NativeTalk.net radio program satisfies your appetite. Oh, excuse me. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing. You're listening to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. If life were a circus, we'd be the ringmaster. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
What's that?
I said Cliff would be the elephant.
All right. I just wanted a chance to read ahead a little bit. So, so she ended, we ended where she says she's a person of color and a victim by virtue of my ethnicity. Now, you people have no right to express the viewpoints. And I want to remind you, she listened to our show and liked what we had to say. Okay. But we now have no right to express the viewpoints that we have on our radio show. And claiming the opinions that you do are inflammatory and potentially dangerous. Why weren't they inflammatory and dangerous when she only heard our voices and didn't see our pictures?
That's a great question, because a point should stand on the merit of the point, not the skin color of the person speaking it.
Yeah, that's how I feel, and I just was shocked at this. Okay, so what would happen if an indigenous person were to listen to your podcast, believe and like what you say, and then visit your website, see your pictures, and discover that your words were coming from a white perspective instead of their own, as they had believed?
Not white! It's not right!
Oh my God. It's possible that seeing your picture could trigger historical trauma and offend them incredibly and damage their sense of self-worth.
You know, I don't want to laugh about that historical trauma bit. That shit's not funny to me.
No, but is seeing our picture and liking our words going to trigger that? That's ridiculous.
I wasn't done. I was going to say I wouldn't laugh about that historical trauma bit. But what I was going to say is that if they're concerned about reigniting historical trauma, then they probably shouldn't listen to a native podcast that talks about the historical reality that indigenous people experienced during the colonization periods and before and after. You know what I'm saying? Like, our show brings up a lot of subjects and we talk about a lot of hard things. And if you're concerned about being triggered about historical trauma, don't listen. And also maybe do listen and experience that trauma and learn how to deal with it, because without learning it and moving on, how can we get better as a people? Like, how without not moving on as in forgetting, moving on as in like taking it with us and carrying the respect and the tragedy of our ancestors and the people before us, and taking their essence, their spirit, their, I don't know the word, the, what am I trying to say? Their feeling, their being, whatever they experienced, carrying that with us into our lives and then allowing it to influence our future decisions. Like, we should embrace it. That's what I'm trying to say. We should embrace it, not run and hide from it. Running and hiding from historical trauma will only make you more susceptible to experiencing it worse in the future.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to New York?
Well, sure, but what's your hurry, ma'am? Don't you want to play a little first?
Thank you, but I really don't approve of, you know, gambling.
Well, technically, it's not really gambling. It's just us trying to rebuild our shattered culture after you raped our land and defiled our women.
Well, as long as you're not using it for fire water.
Not racist at all, right?
Wow.
I was watching a little Family Guy over the weekend, if you can't tell.
I can tell, just a little. Okay. I forgot where we are in the letter now. That really derailed me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so it's possible that your words could trigger historical trauma and offend them incredibly and damage their sense of self-worth. I myself was taken in by your words and believed that you were speaking from a place of understanding. And when I realized the truth, my heart hurt for the possible offense that you could be putting on any number of people who hear your words. Now, this also gave me pause, because what she's saying here is she's not offended for herself. She's offended because other people out there might possibly be offended. What is that?
Social justice warrior, someone who wants to project their feelings on other people, who assumes that because they experience the world a certain way, other people will too.
She's not experiencing it this way. She's talking about how somebody else might.
Yeah. Well, she clearly, she said in there that she had a reaction when she saw us. So what she had these same feelings, and now she's being like, oh, I have to protect all these other people who can't protect themselves.
Yeah, she goes on.
Horrible whiteies.
What you're doing is shocking. And I was so angry, I was shaking. I had to take a breathe and calm down before writing this letter.
I think she means breath.
She did not write breath. She wrote breathe.
I mean, breathe doesn't make sense in the sentence, so it's probably breath.
Okay. Your deception is just... I don't even have the word. Our deception.
Hold on. I have the words. Play back the tape. Go roll back the last 2 years of nativetalk.net episodes and listen to every disclaimer that I've put on damn near every opinion I've put out there. I always say I grew up in Sacramento. I grew up away from the tribe. I do not know the historical significance of our tribe's cultures and practices and rituals. I've said it before. I'm moving away from Sacramento to get closer to our tribe. Now I'm living, 20 miles away from the tribal admin building, 15
miles. That's kind of far.
Well, yeah, but shut up.
20 miles. Way to connect with your culture, pal.
I've made it here. I'm working with the tribe. I'm going to tribal events. I mean, Jesus Christ. Look. I may have lighter skin. I can't change who I was when I was born. I cannot change the fact that my great-grandmother left the tribe and went to Bakersfield, California. I cannot control the people that my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother married. I am who I am because of colonization, because of the creation of America, because of the way history played out.
And your That's deception.
It's not like I'm some white kid pretending to be a native. I'm a descendant of native children in the America 2018. I can't change who I am, but what I can do is take who I am and change what I do in the future. See, and so my opinions, Jesus Christ, in order to have an opinion about something, you do not have to experience said thing. Hey, guess what? I have an opinion. I have an opinion on the Holocaust. I think it was wrong for the Nazis to gas chamber Jewish people, but surprise, surprise, I'm not Jewish. I didn't come from Europe, but somehow I can still have an opinion on these things. Can you tell me how that's possible?
You'll probably offend all of the Jews.
I'm so racist, right? For being out there and saying that it was wrong to gas chamber Nazis, because God forbid I have an opinion if I don't come from that class who was aggrieved. Is aggrieved a word? Did I make that up?
I think it is a word. All right, so your disregard for people's possible... For people's possible feelings.
Work harder, people. Grow tougher, Redskin, or whatever I said earlier.
What made the red man red?
So your disregard for people's possible feelings is disgusting to me. I expect that when you understand your opinions and the things that you say are potentially dangerous and triggering, you will immediately stop doing your podcast. You never know who might be offended, and I hope you will be more careful in the future and consider your privilege and perspective before you decide to speak. Some things you're just not allowed to talk about unless you're a part of the appropriate community.
Wow.
You know, Nancy, I really want to point out the fact that you have no idea what you're talking about, and yet you still shared an opinion. Now, that's a little different because we do research. I've taken college courses. I've listened to people that are parts of tribes. I've done a little. You know what? I've done more than nothing. I've done more than nothing on informing my opinion on these subjects. You have no idea what you're talking about, Nancy, and yet you're still giving an opinion. You don't know where I came from until listening to the show, because apparently you don't listen to any of the other shows since you think I'm pretending to be some full-blooded Native American. Oh, I didn't mean to offend you. Some full-blooded first indigenous people. 90 words you wanted to use to describe the same goddamn thing. At least I have something. At least I have something. You don't know anything about me, Nancy, and yet you're coming at me I'm so mad. I'm so mad. I'm just stuttering.
You're being so stereotypical.
Oh my God. I'm just so angry at this. Look, Nancy.
Brandon, we do not promote stereotypes on this show.
No, we've never. Look, I'm going to try to calm down. We give a forum. Nancy, if you want to have a discussion about why we are wrong, feel free. You know, obviously we're going to berate you and do our show in the meantime, but we're going to let your point of view be heard. And like I said earlier about the white privilege, I'm going to give marks where they're due. If you make a good point and it humbles me, then I'm going to say as much. And if you make a good point and Clifton completely doesn't understand it, like happened earlier, I'm going to try and fairly represent your words and give your point of view with respect when you have a good point. But when your point is, you're white, so you don't matter. You, all right? That's not a point. That doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, with the merits of the conversation, and it doesn't win an argument.
You know what would calm you down? Just go visit a nightclub.
You're in a nightclub, for God's sake. What do you think's going to happen at a nightclub? People are drinking and doing drugs.
Yeah.
There are women there, and then people have guns.
Thank you, Grandpa Imus. Nancy wrote back.
I just want to get out there and be like, you can talk, Nancy. I'm allowed to talk. We can all talk. And instead of attacking each other's skin color, maybe we have a discussion about the points being made. You know, the ones you agreed with and liked.
Yeah. Okay. So she wrote back. Hello again.
Hi, Nancy.
I want to thank you for listening to my words and understanding why it was so important to stop doing your podcast. Now, we've been gone for like a month or so. So she thinks it's her. She's the reason why we haven't posted any new shows.
Nancy is the reason I live my life. So that makes sense.
Well, she says, I am very happy that my words had such an impact. And I hope that the shame that you felt after reading my letter will affect the opinions you choose to have in the future. I noticed your older shows are still available for download, and that means it's still possible for people to be triggered by what you said.
How about you go back and research those old episodes and listen to the way I represent myself in them?
I would appreciate it if you would remove those and instead put up a public apology for anyone who might have been offended by your perspective. Wow.
Yikes.
So, I don't have the words.
Look, just to let everybody know, it was a few months ago for me, but it was a few episodes ago on the podcast, and Clifton was asking me questions like, do you enjoy life? Are you happy with life? And I was like, oh no, I'm really depressed. I go through a lot of issues. I'm in an upswing right now. I'm feeling really happy about my house and where I'm at in life. But overall, I can't say that I'm happy with life. Well, no surprise, depression doesn't go away. It's not something that happens when you're sad. It's not something that happens when a bad thing in your life happens. It's something that's carried with you constantly. And so I fell into it. I'm not the strongest person in the world, and I go through ups and downs. So I went through one of my downs, you know? And so I was gone from the podcast. Clifton wasn't doing it solo. That's why we were away. It was on me.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that Nancy probably will not like this particular show.
Oh, Nancy was why I was depressed. It was her words. It made me realize how evil I was at perpetuating this deception, and I couldn't even get out of bed.
Now, if anyone else wants to comment, the email which Nancy used, podcast@nativetalk.net, or you can check out the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Native Talk Radio. So,
and feel free, people, to tell me where we are wrong, but please,
I would love that.
Tell us the points where we're wrong. Don't just be like, you're white, so you don't know. Like, that's racist, you guys. That's racism.
Yes, it is. All right, man. Well, are we going to be back next week?
I sure hope so.
All right, I might have to do a best of. I hope not. Let's be back next week, because maybe I'll have some comments. I don't know. All right, guys.
Usually after a low point, I go into an upswing. So that historically, that's true. So we'll see how it goes.
Historical trauma. See you guys next week.
I didn't mean to use any words that would trigger anybody. I'm sorry.
Have a good week.
You're listening to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. In the event we lose broadcast pressure, place headphones over ears and listen normally. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.